This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in Southern Nevada, and so we have the casinos, and, you know, Vegas reopened partially, and it was pretty exciting, okay, because, you know, it's really, really hard to have a city that still doesn't have, you know, the Raiders here and whose hockey has to be shut down because of the social distancing and, you know, closures of sports. And then on top of that, you have your whole resort corridor closed. It hasn't been really easy. So it's the heartbeat of our city. When you see the heartbeat of our city down, it's depressing. Just like those of you in New York City, I really feel for you. That was rough seeing empty streets. So when casinos reopened, we had guidelines. You were supposed to be 6 feet apart. You were not supposed to be coalescing at a bar. Fact, you know, bars were just barely reopening as long as you sat at the bar and didn't walk up to the bar. And there were all these rules. They wanted casinos to offer masks to everybody. Some of the tables, I believe it was at the El Cortez Casino and some of the other casinos, were going to have plexiglass. And I'm looking at the plexiglass. I'm like, gosh darn, that looks kind of expensive. To plexiglass between each player. And originally, some of the pictures that were out there showed how poker tables were going to be. We had this plexiglass around you, kind of like a sneeze guard, separating the dealer from the players. And then players were separated by plexiglass, but plexiglass offers reflections. So now everybody can see your cards. So poker didn't open. Okay? So poker tables didn't open. But blackjack tables opened, craps tables opened, and the very first weekend, I went during the day, right, because I didn't want to be there when there were big crowds, and we still didn't know what was going on with protests and things like that, and I didn't know if traffic was going to be blocked, and at the tables, nobody was social distancing. You can't. A table is approximately 6 feet in length anyway, these blackjack tables. So how do you have multiple people play being 6 feet apart? And the tables didn't seem to have the plexiglass. So the casino started to get numbers coming in, and people started to live life again, and we seemed happy and all that, until we started to hear that there's an uptick in cases. Arizona has had an uptick in cases. Florida has had a huge uptick in cases. In fact, they think Florida is going to be the new epicenter. And Nevada had an uptick in cases. Not a lot of deaths, only a few deaths from what I understand over the last few days. Knock on wood, thank God, not too many. Still tragic. But we've definitely had more cases, hospitalizations. I have a friend of mine who's suffering from coronavirus now. So it's not fake. It's real. It's a real virus. Well, the Nevada Gaming Board had now made new rules that the governor had passed down to us and decreed, where one is we can open up sports, we can open up entertainment, just no spectators. So some of you guys were confused about that, and I know that because I was getting texts going, wait a second, we could have sports, we could have, what does that mean? Well, what I think it means is like in the casino, you'll have people up there, you know, playing music and things like that. You just can't have people sitting watching the music. So you can have live music, but they have to be away from everybody. Same thing. Sports can go on. We have, you know, games, tournaments, and things like that. You just can't have people watching them. So then these sports can be live streamed, you know, and videoed and things like that. So that's what that means. So don't get too excited yet. But a big thing was is we have to wear masks. And we have to wear masks when we play blackjack. Or when we play, you know, at the tables. Now, the Culinary Union and many of the workers for the casinos want protection. You know, they you know, are very, very fearful that things are going to open up and we're going to have, you know, everybody coming in and international travel and, you know, COVID coming back. And so they want protections and they want people in masks. So I get that. But I was asked by News 13, and I always get asked, how really protective are these masks? Well, the reason why you're not getting an answer, well, there's a lot of reasons why you're not getting an answer. First of all, this whole mask debacle, this was one big cluster. Because what happened is, we knew masks would help, but there weren't enough. And doctors and nurses and hospitals weren't getting enough. So they had to tell the public, masks don't work. Masks provide a barrier, not the ones that are crocheted with holes in them, but masks, especially the medical masks, do provide a barrier, but you couldn't get any. You couldn't get any. So, I mean, my medical supply, I have two or three medical supply companies I shop from, can't get a mask anywhere. So they told the regular public it doesn't help, which I think was kind of a wrong thing to do, but I get it was every man for themselves, and the hospital wasn't able to get the masks. So what ended up happening is suppliers had to stop selling them. And then the CDC and the World Health Organization said, look, you guys can make your own masks. A layer of three, maybe bend over the cloth, have a coffee filter in between, and that could be pretty good. And I wrote an article on a study that had looked at different things. Silk panties on your face don't work. There's a picture of somebody with guy's underwear on them. It's cloth, but not ideal. So obviously the N95 mask respirators are the best. However, they have a valve. And these masks aren't so much to protect you from getting something. It's to prevent you from spreading. Well, if you have that valve and your expiration's going out, you're spreading. So we kind of figured out that these masks provide some sort of a barrier, but they're not ideal. Then there was a study that just came out looking at the USS Theodore Roosevelt, the battleship, and they looked at people who had gotten COVID, and they found that those who wore masks were less likely to get COVID than those who social distanced and hand washed. Now, this is just one study, but it was probably one of the strongest pieces of evidence out there saying the masks do prevent spread. To me, it was those Great Sam, well, those, not Great Sam's, those Great Clips hairdressers. There were two Great Clips hairdressers who were sick with COVID before they realized it. They worked on a whole bunch of people. None of them got it because they were wearing masks. So wearing masks while you're playing, you know, at the tables, I think is protective. I think it's a smart thing to do. But, you know, are they 100%? No. But, you know, we need to do what we have to do before we start closing down. When we come back, let's talk about some of the closures, and what's going on there. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, and I just bit my mouth. I hate when I talk so much I bite my own mouth. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-OW, DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I don't know if you guys have seen in your neck of the woods, but I think I'm hearing of it sporadically, that many restaurants or venues close because one employee ends up having COVID. And, you know, you see the debate and you see people on social media going, really, the whole place has to close down. Well, we've kind of talked about how this pans out. If you work at a place, and I'm getting tons of calls with telemedicine, as, you know, now my number one call is COVID again. It's almost looking like March all over because one person at work has COVID. Well, if you've been exposed to somebody at work, you need to be 14 days in isolation. So all it takes is one person, and now your whole team is out. And so, and which I support when it comes to infectious disease. I don't know how the hell the economy can get back into shape with those sorts of rules and restrictions, but that's, unfortunately, that's where we're at. And so, when we watch what happens as we unfold and we open up, people get excited, you know, they make reservations. I went out to dinner on my birthday, and it was fantastic. We went to this place called Vintner's Grill. I probably go there maybe once every few years. It's really, really nice, and it's you know, you don't have to dress up, but that's why I don't go there that often, because, you know, I'm usually, you know, in my pajamas all the time. So I'm like, okay, if I got to get dressed, by the time I, you know, get dressed, I'm like, you know what, let's just order in. But it's a really, really nice place and a fantastic meal. I wish I could go there more often. But, you know, the tables are spread out. It was filled to half capacity. Usually that place is completely slammed, but it was, all the tables were filled, but they were spread out. So obviously it was half mask, half maximum capacity. And so these restaurants are already taking a loss. I mean, they're already, you know, a company is allowed to make a profit. Everybody is anti-profit. They're anti, oh gosh, you know, this company is making money and this company doesn't need to make money and they could open less. You don't understand, okay? Just making the bills is a loss. Okay? All of us are supposed to be making enough money where we could put something aside for a rainy day. We have no idea what's going to hit us later. Not to be pessimistic. We don't know if there's sickness. We don't know if there's another shutdown. So you need everybody, you know, having revenue coming in, not just barely paying the bills. So when you already see a restaurant kind of taxed to that degree, plus they have to have PPE for everybody and they have to, you know, have all these changes and now move to paper menus, it's costing extra money. Yeah, you're going to see costs go up. You're going to see the meals go up. And, you know, they have every right to do that. But then you have one person sick and then all those people that were exposed to that one person have to be out. If I was a restaurant, I'd just close. Maybe not permanently, but, you know, close temporarily. And just wait till this just ends. Because think about what a restaurant has to do. If a restaurant is going to be open, we got Father's Day weekend coming up. Well, for Father's Day weekend, you're going to want to get some steak. You're going to want to get barbecue. You're going to want to make sure you have plenty of detergent to wash those steak knives. You're going to want to have beer. You're going to want to have, you know, dude food. Yeah, you'll have to order some salads because the wives are coming. See, I'm not the salad eater of the family, right? I want the steak. But you're going to have to order ahead. So if you don't know if somebody's going to call you saying, I have COVID, and then you have to notify all the staff and they'll have to go into isolation, at that point, what do you do with all this food that you ordered? And you don't have enough freezer space. So for those of you that are kind of complaining that a lot of restaurants aren't open, can you blame them? I can't. But see, this is what I want to talk about. And I know people hate that I bring up the flu. And I don't give a damn because to me, we better be thinking about the flu. What restaurants are doing right now from a medical standpoint is pretty damn cool. Sterilizing. They're making sure every employee is hopefully COVID free. So when you walk into a restaurant, when you walk into an establishment, you feel safe. And I think that's wonderful that these places are doing that. I think that's amazing. I think it's unrealistic, but it's amazing. I think that's really, really nice. And the companies that are being the most judicious and diligent about it are the ones that are closing the doors. Because the majority of people aren't exposed to this. The majority of people do have it. It's around. So, yeah, you're going to have an employee that tests positive. So, they close down, they do the right thing, that's nice and dandy. So what happens when flu season hits? Flu kills. Now, people are trying to say, and that's why I know people want me to shut up, like, shh, don't bring it up. Say we don't have to do this during flu season. It's not up to me. Okay? There's a lot of debate on how many coronavirus deaths have happened and if it's deadlier than flu or not deadlier than flu. And we are not going to know until we test a whole bunch of people that have mild symptoms and see if they have it, and then that's going to change the mortality rate. But what is a fact that we can go by is flu kills. Flu kills anywhere from 40,000 to 80,000 people a year. So my question is that is everybody also going to have a flu test? Is everybody going to also have an evaluation for colds and coughs and things like that? And so, you know, what we're doing now for COVID is fantastic from a microbiology and public health standpoint, but I think it's showing us that it's almost impossible to stay open and have a restaurant or have a business if you do follow everything to a T. Which means these companies that are going to stay open are going to have to do the ignorance is bliss pathway of, well, we're not going to test everybody and, you know, just everybody wear masks and take your chances. Because if they do have to test everybody, they're closing down. And I'm not saying this to be against closures, but we need to be realistic. I mean, you have a restaurant that's going to open up and maybe see 100 people that sit, you know, sitting, which isn't really a lot for a restaurant, so we have to assume that's because it's scaled down. The chances of nobody in that 100 that night not having COVID, come on. So then we as a society have to decide, do we just still not open? Or do we just go and take our chances? Now, because this is where the media comes in. If they keep saying, oh my gosh, the cases are up, oh, you know, is the governor going to close down, is the governor going to close down? And the governor is like, well, I guess maybe I have to close down. So there's going to be a lot of hype, there's going to be a lot of hysteria, but it is real, and people are sick, and people are still getting sick. So, again, I bring up flu because I really want to know what the plan is this fall. I have weddings to go to. I have a trip to go. I have a couple trips to go to. All right. I mean, we can't plan ahead for next week. This is a very, very unsettling time. We can't plan birthday. We can't plan Hanukkah. We can't plan Christmas. We can't plan Thanksgiving. We can't plan weddings. We can't plan so much. We can't plan surgery. We can't plan anything. And everybody's saying, don't worry, because COVID's going to go down in the summer. And if it does come back, we're going to have a vaccine. We're not going to have a vaccine this fall. And if we do have a vaccine, whichever country makes it gets a first. I mean, we already talked about that. There's this kind of, you know, this nationalism that happens. Okay, if the Irish come up with a vaccine, the Irish get it. You know, the luck of the Irish. The Irish are lucky. So my guess is the Irish are going to get it first. All right? Or, you know, if the French get it, you know, yeah, they'll give us some. But, I mean, are they going to make enough for them and us? How long does it take to make a vaccine? It takes a long time. So now, let's say we do get COVID under control. Are we going to do the same with flu? You know, I hate to be a pessimist, and I hate to say the world is going to change from here on out, because I want the world to go back to the way it was. I really do. I want football. I want to go to concerts. I want to watch, you know, the Golden Knights play and kick butt. I want to be around people. I want to go to clubs. I want to dance. I want to get silly. I want to hug and kiss and, you know, and have fun. But if companies have to close and they have to reclose, and you know the second somebody shows a positive, we're never going to move forward. Somebody's going to have to stand up, and it's going to have to take some cojones, some real cojones. Somebody's going to have to stand up and say, all right, you know what, guys, you're probably going to get coronavirus. Like, you're probably going to get the flu. You're probably going to get a cold. Let's move on. No one's ready to say that because it's deadly and scary and we still don't have a treatment figured out and it's still a mess. But if you really want to know when we'll go back to normalcy is when somebody has the guts to say, you want to know what, guys? All right. You're all going to get it. So either live or don't live. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Democratic-led House hearing is probing into the Trump administration's response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Republican ranking member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Greg Walden, says the Trump administration took unprecedented action.
He tightened up our borders, established a presidential task force to coordinate efforts, and invoked executive authority seldom used except in times of emergency or war.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing protesters who are vandalizing or tearing down statues of the Founding Fathers. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says, "We cannot let angry mobs carrying rope act outside the rule of law."
Well, Madam President, there could be no clearer sign that these far-left radicals have severed any connection to the righteous cause of racial justice.
This is USA Radio News. A new national poll finds a record number of Americans find the death penalty unacceptable. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Long a divisive issue across America, capital punishment now considered morally unacceptable to a record share of Americans, according to the latest edition of an annual Gallup survey. Gallup says this year's poll finding 54% of U.S. adults said the death penalty is morally acceptable. But that's a decline of 6% from last year. It's 4 points lower than the previous all-time low. And the annual values and benefits survey found that 40% of respondents say the death penalty is morally wrong, the highest rating since Gallup began asking that question in 2001.
Conrad Paul James, a 27-year-old man from North Carolina, was arrested for allegedly starting a riot over the weekend that led to the toppling and damaging of two Confederate monuments in the state capital of Raleigh, North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the South Florida Bridge is not supposed to collapse. Everybody says to calm down, but I don't really like hearing that there's a crack in it. Authorities have said this week that that the U.S. Coast Guard had warned that the bridge might soon fail. Now, Stuart Mayor Mike Meyer said that the 24-year-old bridge will not immediately collapse. The Coast Guard, however, cautioned on Wednesday that there was a large crack in the bridge. And the initial warning was issued to drive the point home that was not safe to travel under the bridge. Okay, if a bridge has a crack in it, I would also say it's not safe to be on the bridge, but that's just me. So, according to the mayor, is it the mayor? Well, it says Stuart Mayor. Says, let me be clear. There is no evidence to suggest that the bridge will collapse imminently. So the Florida Department of Transportation discovered the crack Tuesday during a routine bridge inspection. This occurs every 2 years. Well, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Now, he is the mayor. Apparently, a chunk of concrete fell off the bridge. It exposed some rusted steel cables. So officials immediately blocked off a portion of the Dixie Highway, also called the Old Roosevelt Bridge. It crosses underneath the newer bridge. Both the northbound and southbound Roosevelt Bridge are closed to traffic while the Department of Transportation inspects them. Both sides showed signs of structural damage. Meyer said the closures happened out of an abundance of caution, although Department of Transportation officials concluded that there wasn't immediate risk of failure. Boats can travel under the bridge again, where the Coast Guard had initially blocked off commercial, maritime travel. But the bridge itself is closed. I don't know if this is the bridge that goes to the Florida Keys. It might be. It looks like the bridge from Remember True Lies. And remember that bridge got blown up, right? Not in the movie. Pretend blown up. But, if a bridge is going to collapse, unfortunately, this is the year that it's going to happen in. One of you has asked about COVID-20. What do I know about COVID-20 as opposed to COVID-19? We don't know much about COVID-20. We are not hopefully thinking about COVID-20 because that could mean we have a horrible 20 to 21 year. I'm assuming there's going to be a COVID-20, which means COVID-19 mutates, and they will rename it, right? Because the original COVID was discovered in 2019, and this COVID would then be a 2020 version of it. However, I believe the vaccine companies are making sure that they are, hopefully making a vaccine broad enough to handle any sort of mutating COVID-19. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Gene Kennedy Smith was the last surviving sibling of President John F. Kennedy. She was also a former ambassador to Ireland. She passed away yesterday, according to her daughter. She was 92 years old, one of the longer living Kennedys. She died at her home in Manhattan, according to her daughter, Kim. She was the eighth of nine children born to Joseph P. and Rose Kennedy, and she tragically outlived several of them by decades. Her siblings included Joseph Kennedy Jr., who was killed in action during World War II, Kathleen Kick Kennedy, who died in a 1948 plane crash. Then, of course, the president tragically was assassinated in 1963. Then her brother Robert F. Kennedy was shot in 1968. Senator Edward Kennedy, the youngest of the Kennedy kids, died of brain cancer in August, same month as her sister Eunice Shriver. Kennedy Shriver died. Now, Smith married Jean Smith, the sister Jean. She married, financial advisor and future White House Chief of Staff Stephen Edward Smith in 1956. She seemed to kind of be the quiet sister, not really, a lot of people didn't identify her with the Kennedy family as much. But she did publish a memoir, The Nine of Us, that was published in 2016. And she wrote that much of the time of her childhood seemed unexceptional. She said, it was hard for me to comprehend that I was growing up with brothers who eventually occupy the highest offices in our nation, including President of the United States. At the time, they were simply my playmates. They were the source of my amusement and the objects of my admiration. She never ran for office, but she did campaign for her brothers. She traveled with Senator John F. Kennedy before he became president. 1963, she stepped in for Jacqueline Kennedy, co-hosted a state dinner for Ireland's president, and then she was accompanied by her brother, who, obviously they're Irish Catholic, on his famous visit to Ireland. Apparently, their great grandfather, Patrick Kennedy, was from Dungastown in County Wexford in Southeast Ireland. 3 decades later, she was appointed ambassador to Ireland by President Bill Clinton, who called her as Irish as an American can be. So, she played a role in the North Ireland peace process. She helped persuade Clinton to grant a visa to Gerry Adams, chief of the Irish Republican Army linked Sinn Féin party. The move to fight the British government. And then, Gerry Adams was considered a terrorist to the British. And then she was criticized for her actions. And so she had her own set of controversy. But, her son made headlines, William Kennedy Smith, when he was charged with rape. And she and her husband have had 4 children, and the Kennedy family is something that has probably been one of the most tragically afflicted family, when you look at we do like these genealogy trees, and their tree is probably one of the most famous and fascinating ones. You know, some people say no, you know, just because they're always watched and they were always revered and they were always in the news and they're probably the most famous American family out there, you know, that every time there was a tragedy it got counted. But I don't know. I just think they were still behind the eight ball with a lot of things, you know. But seeing Jean Kennedy live till she was 92 is a blessing. 1-877 Doc Dali, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if you guys watched the 70s show. I really wasn't big on the 70s show. I don't know if maybe it's because I was working a lot, or I just really didn't. I watched a lot of sitcoms in the 80s and maybe in the 90s, but I really wasn't big on that show. But apparently one of the characters, Danny Masterson, has been arrested for rape. Apparently he's been charged with attacking 3 women at his home. And Leah Remini says that this is just the beginning for the Church of Scientology. Now, I didn't know that he was a part of the Scientology. She was. And unfortunately, this is going to become probably a deeper story and even more tragic. So Masterson is 44 years old, and he was charged on Wednesday with forcibly raping 3 women in separate incidents between 2001 and 2003. He's accused of raping a 23-year-old woman between January and December 2001, according to the complaint. Also a 28-year-old woman in April 2003. And sometime between October and December that year, he raped a woman who was 23. Who he had invited to his Hollywood Hills home. Now, he starred in the Netflix's The Ranch. He has been charged with 3 counts of rape by force or fear. And 50-year-old Remini, who belonged to the church for years and now speaks out, says finally victims are being heard when it comes to Scientology. Again, I had no idea that he was a part of that. So, apparently, they say Masterson was accused of rape by 4 women in a lawsuit. It's unclear if these women are the same as the previous victims that had, I guess, accused him. And they have slammed him of rape as well as sued not only him but the Church of Scientology. So it's going to be very interesting to see where that connection comes. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hate to fly. I hate flying. A lot of you guys don't know that about me. I travel a lot. I have to travel a lot for work, for things I do, and journalism, but I really hate traveling. I hate getting on a plane. Now, I don't usually order drinks because if I'm with the kids, I don't want to fall asleep. I want to be, you know, ready and, you know, whatever. Now that my kids are a little older, I feel like, hell yeah, let's bring on the drinks. And sometimes you get those free drink coupons. So I'm a fan of alcohol being on the plane. I'm not a fan of people getting drunk. Boy, are there people that just pound those down. Have you guys seen those little baby? They're just so cute. Got like the little Jack, and you got the little gin, Bombay, and you got the little, oh my gosh, it's just adorable. And it looks like you could just, you know, they'll pour it for you in a drink. I love it when they just give you the bottles, you know, and then I get to take them home and take them to the hotel room and things like that. And then we have a party later. So I love the alcohol on a plane. I might not always drink it, but it's nice to have. Unfortunately, you know, if you've ever sat next to somebody who touched your boob, right, you know, and you really don't want the person next to you drinking, you know, that's always kind of been frustrating. But for the most part, people don't always get sloshed. But you have a lot of people with anxiety and flight anxiety, and so they like alcohol. Well, there's this new move in the name of Corona where a lot of these airlines are not going to sell alcohol on the plane. Why? Well, they want to limit interaction between flight attendant and person. They also, a lot of them, want to limit the drink service, limit food. In fact, there's going to be a lot of flights where you don't get any food unless the flight's over 9 hours. I don't know about you guys, but after 4 hours, I need to eat something. They might throw some peanuts at you. You know, like there's the elephant over there by the window here. Take some peanuts. I'm like, no. Okay, I want meat. I want a meal. And I know we haven't really eaten on flights, but that's kind of concerning if you can't even get food. And so I'm concerned because the airport sells bottles of water for $5. So what, now I'm going to have to, in addition to all the stuff I carry on, because, you know, I wear like 7 pieces of underwear and clothes and all that, you know, so I don't have to pay for extra luggage. So I'm already carrying as much as I can onto the plane. Now on top of that, I got to have food for the whole family. Oh, hell no. So this no alcohol rule, you start to kind of wonder why. I mean, one thing could be maybe they just don't want to stock. You know, maybe, again, they're not having a lot of people buy flights. Maybe they're trying to save money. And they're like, you know what, we just won't stock it. And maybe we can have less flight attendants if we don't have to do drink service. I don't know. I mean, I thought there was like a certain ratio that airlines had to have. But I think there's something more to this alcohol rule. Now, maybe it's because people who drink alcohol have respiratory depression and they can't really have a mask on. So maybe the airline said, you know what, it's healthy if they don't have alcohol. I don't know. But it's a rule that I think is going to spread. And I bring it up because I had mentioned this with the casinos. When we were looking at how casinos are going to reopen and you stand on this decal and you make sure you're 6 feet distance, once somebody drinks, they're not social distancing. You know, it's funny. When people drink, they have different personalities. You got like the mean drunk. You got the funny drunk. You got like the lovey-dovey. Okay, I've rarely been drunk. I mean, that would have happened maybe in college years. But when I drink, I get very, very lovey-dovey, okay? I start to be funny, and then it's, I love you. Oh, I love you. I can't tell you how many of my gay friends I have offered to surrogate their baby. You know, and my husband drives me home. He's like, you really cannot get pregnant again and have their baby. I go, what? He goes, you promised that you would carry their child. Because I have a lot of gay friends and I want them to have babies. So I promised that I'd let my... I always do this. And I've outed people that I weren't supposed to out. And I'm like, I'm gonna, by the way, I'll carry your baby. When you want to have one, you could use me to do... I do that all the time. Just one drink and I start promising that. And then my husband's like, look, you can't get pregnant again, okay? You're too old. Can't do it. And that kid who has to stay in your uterus, who knows what that kid's going to turn out to be. So I just get a little too lovey-dovey. But, you know, they don't want people mean. They probably are already anticipating people are going to be grumpy. You know, people have to have those, you know, they have to be sitting like this already in the seat, and now they have those little plexiglass things. So it just doesn't look pretty. So they probably want to limit alcohol. They probably don't like serving it. It's probably paying the butt. They're probably not making a lot of money on it. Although, honestly, when you charge like $5-6 for those little things, you're making bucks. But anyway, now, speaking of bucks, they're not making bucks. in such that I think Delta is asking their workers to take a deal or risk getting furloughed. Now, I was asked this a lot during the Obama recession years, and so it's no surprise that that's coming up now. Where is your company going to offer you a severance package for you to take a hike? And do you do it? Now, there's pros and cons, okay? You would think, okay, the average person would think, no, let's wait till they fire me. I could get unemployment. So don't take the severance package. Just hold firm. Wait till I get fired and then take my chances. Okay. That's an idea. But think about this. What if you're having the same issues a lot of people are having in Nevada and across the country where they can't get their unemployment? Okay. What if your job doesn't fire you but makes you take a pay cut? You can't get unemployment unless the pay cut drops you to like part-time, or and then you can only get partial unemployment. So keep in mind that your job may just start cutting hours, cutting pay, so you can't technically benefit from unemployment. What about taking the severance? Well, the problem with taking a severance is they always make you sign something. And it's so funny because they make you sign something and say, well, you're not going to sue us and you're not going to whatever. And you're thinking to yourself, I don't want to sue anybody, you know, and then you find out that they're doing stuff behind your back and you're like, man, I need to sue. Trust me. Whenever you sign any of those severance things, whatever, usually an attorney can find loopholes and go, okay, look, if they're doing this behind your back, you could sue them. But still, you need to be careful with what you sign. You have to be careful with what you sign. Number two is, you leave your job and you leave your benefits, are you going to have another job? You know, luckily, you know, most of us have been able to get jobs all this time, and there's been plenty of jobs, but this is kind of a different time. And, you know, so when, you know, people have been asking me, and I've been giving advice, because I like to give advice, and I'm like, if you got a job, just keep it as long as you can. Because, again, you still have your health insurance. But severance package might be nice. If you think you have another job, then you might want to be able to go and get that other job. So what I would do if I were you is if you are in any industry where you think you're going to get the axe, you should be doing two things right now. One is you should start looking for another job, and hopefully that's a company that looks a little stronger. Or two, you should be thinking about going back to school. You should be thinking about getting a degree and starting to improve your resume. Because the poop is going to hit the fan. We just talked about COVID and restaurants closing because once somebody has COVID, everybody has to be in isolation and that kind of stuff. Trust me, this stuff's going to happen with the flu. We're going to be in for a very rough fall. So, you know, if I was in your position and I was working, let's say, for the airlines that says, you know, look, take the deal or not, they're going to give you a time deadline. Any of you guys that you're not going to be able to sit for too long. What I would do is see if you have another job. If it doesn't look like you have another job and that severance pay isn't really going to cover you longer than 6 months, I wouldn't take it. I would hold on to your job and take your chances because then hopefully at least you have that opportunity of maybe going on unemployment. It's a really bad time. But if you could start doing online classes, if you could start boosting up your resume, you might want to start doing that. It's going to be rough. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.